unmistakable. It's not even debatable how very, 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 very extraordinarily unmistakable the texture of the guitar playing is in the fable. If as a starter they serve the question in the universal quiz, who couldn't answer what song it is? Whereas, if they served a different entree to symbolise the different meanings people say the song say, who'd have enough gastro space for the main meal? Nothing tops when the first drum beat drops. It's like everything stops when the first drum beat drops. The song picturesquely paints that excess can kill. Reminds colitis get you high, but decadence can't fulfill. Gives that paradoxical killed by friendly fire kind of feel. The drifter heard the mission bell, but let this poem be the death knell of all arguments that the hotel is a physical place per se. Such stupid, simple sentiments serve solely to debase themes woven so cleverly and demurely and stitched so precisely and obscurely. It's about the despicable, conveyed in a nonsensical, atypical kind of way. It's kind of risque. Sings of manipulation and hums the malice of fetters, an archetypical rock that resonates, not necessarily noticeable to the naked eye, but when you scrape and place its essence in a petri dish, you see the microcosm just as the eagles did. Trifling promiscuity, immorality, commerciality, whiffs of insanity, less Christianity, the devil worshippers say. But let's not delve into that version today. It's an allegorical tale depicting the fallout of fame, like waves crashing gargantuan rocks lining a Cali beach. The industry is entertaining to watch from a distance, but immensely destructive if you're a principal participant. Once the surface has been scratched and the excess peeled away, you realise the relevance of the song still today. Victims wish they had refused the hallucinogenic red pill and taken heed from the chill instilled in their spine when the Morpheus-like waitress asked if they wanted to dine. For a bottomless buffet in theory sounds divine, but when the ingredients are deadly, it cuts short your time. Too many Californian casualties, catapulted by hedonistic insanity, seduced by Tiffany-twisted girls, steering them through Mercedes-Benz. Naughty Curly Sue's playing tag-along friends. Picture-perfect faces masking lifeless souls. They all dance the game without knowing the rules. Perilous games with steely knives, pink champagne rendered them blind and all too inclined to flippantly throw dice, governing the fragility of life. Still too many fail to recognise this as dangerous, particularly those who think they are infallible simply because they're famous. Hotel California is a reggae rock clarin call, a cautionary tale telling to a warning all live fast, die young fools, not to party till they puke or shop till they drop, and think before signing juxtaposed to the line, because the industry binds creative minds in sadistic locks, builds them up to the highest heights so they can drop, hit rock bottom and feel aftershocks like those absorbed by Port-au-Prince dock. Can you have too much fun? That is the question, but no Shakespeare is needed to illuminate its essence. Even the most senseless can see that ingesting prodigious quantities of narcotics and then washing them down with Hennessy will transform fun into anyone's enemy. Nowadays we say play the game and never let it play you. But from Wilson to Henley and Henley to Whitney and Whitney to Britney, it's just hit me. Yes. Some people have adverse amounts of fun, but it's almost always the overprivileged ones.